Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Psalm, chapter number 90, and our text verse was found in verse 10. The Bible declares the days of our years are 80, and if by reason of strength they be 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. We have looked at this thought this week and the surrounding verses. Yesterday we looked at the text verse along with 11 and 12 that says, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." And with this we have seen seemingly the progression of this psalm. It moves from, I guess you'd say, a perspective and having the right perspective that God is our dwelling place in all generations, and He was here before the mountains were formed. And then it moves into and deals with some problems, the problems of sin and the problems of the shortness of our lives. And now it seems that it moves into a prayer almost. And we're moving into that today as we look at verse number 13. And the Bible says, "Return, O Lord, how long?" Now, if you look at this word Lord, it is that covenant-keeping name of God. The word Lord here is the word Jehovah, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Now, the Lord has been identified in the psalm earlier, and we've seen the Lord, and we've seen that He is, of course, the Bible, it starts out, "Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place." But the word there is the word for God in His sovereignty, God in His kingship. God is the ruler over all things. But now we change words as we get down into this. Yes, we understand that God is the ruler of all things. He's sovereign. He's the creator of all things. And the Bible says, "Thou art God," in verse number 2. And that's where we get the word Elohim, the creator. But then there's a word that's introduced in this verse that we've not yet seen. And that is the word Jehovah, or Yahweh, the word for the covenant-keeping God of the nation of Israel. "Return, O Lord, how long?" You can almost hear the anxiety in the voice. "How long, Lord? Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants." If you will, it's as if the psalmist here is asking for, in the light of how sad our sin condition is and how short our lives are and how serious the days that we have left are, "Lord, when are you going to move? Lord, when are you going to show up? Lord, when are you going to make yourself mighty and make yourself known? Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants." I'd like to say we need a moving of God in this hour like never before. But then it goes on to say in verse 14, "O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad in all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil." Lord, our lives have been short, and there have been a lot of bumps and bruises along the way. But Lord, if we would just see the mercy of God afresh, then we'll be able to rejoice, and we'll be able to be glad the rest of our days. The rest of our days, Lord. We need not only a move of God, Lord, but we need an outpouring of the mercy of God. And Lord, if you'd do that, it would take away the bitterness of the tomb. It would take away the battle against time. Lord, it would help us to come with the grips that our days upon this earth are numbered, and soon we're going to depart and fly away. Let that be our prayer this week. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Our Father, we ask and make this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Speak to our hearts. Heal our nation in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.